In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Migro have had their Fasnachhüchli on the shelves for a couple of weeks now. And as you know, we shall be having pancakes at St. Ursula on Shrove Tuesday again. In Protestant areas like Bern and Basel, of course, Fasnacht actually happens after the beginning of Lent, a protest against rule-bound religion. It's often said that Jesus' disagreement with the Pharisees was also about the place of law and rules in the Jewish life of his day. Tom Wright, a leading evangelical Anglican scholar, points out, however, that this interpretation owes more to the disputes of the Reformation, when Luther, Calvin, and the rest set themselves up in opposition to what they saw as Catholic reliance on outward rules, like fasting in Lent or not eating meat on Fridays. Bishop, now Professor Wright, goes on to remind us that Jesus was not opposed to the law. In fact, he said he had come to fulfill it. And in today's reading from Matthew's Gospel, he is giving a very strict interpretation of the law for his followers. Their righteousness, he said, must be greater than the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees. And Pharisees, in spite of what we may well have been taught, did not have a kind of tick-box mentality towards the law, believing that you would be judged on outward appearances alone. For them, the law had much more to do with identity. Keeping the law was what singled you out as a Jew, one of God's chosen people. And so keeping the law was vital to preserve their national identity and to take a stand against the creeping paganism, the watering down of their distinctive identity under the Roman occupation. The reason the Pharisees so disliked Jesus was that they saw him as a dangerous compromiser, challenging not just outward rules, but their very understanding of themselves as one of God's chosen people. In effect, Jesus was saying to his fellow Jews, yes, you are God's chosen people, but what God has revealed and accomplished through the history of Israel shows that his covenant is now being extended throughout the whole world. During his earthly ministry, Jesus gives us examples of this when he associated with lepers, tax gatherers, and others considered outside the law. By going amongst them, Jesus is illustrating his message that God's love and justice are not just for the chosen few. Indeed, they extend to all nations. The implications of this are much more far-reaching and radical than simply changing the day of your Fasnacht parade. For a start, it does not let you off the rules and regulations. It does not mean that the rules do not matter. In fact, quite the opposite, as today's reading from Matthew's Gospel makes clear. Coming to church every Sunday, for example, is not simply an empty gesture, a matter of habit or social convention. Nor is it a matter of going for what you can get out of it. Because let's face it, there are times when it seems you are not getting anything at all out of it. But it's still important to come, to be there. It is a matter of commitment and discipline. And it is a life-changing event. Consider, for example, the unspoken message given when you approach the altar to receive the sacrament. It is a foretaste of God's kingdom, a kingdom of grace and generosity for all. Consider those standing there, old, young, of different nationalities, friends, those to whom we might be tempted to say, "You fool." Those who are successful in their careers or happily married, and those who seem to have made a mess of their lives. And where else would you see something like that? Seeing them all, standing or kneeling before the altar, we realize what it means when we say, "Your kingdom come on earth as in heaven." The rules have not been relaxed or abandoned. They have been made stricter, and their application has been made wider. Because we are not murderers or adulterers, we cannot assume that we are the chosen few, and that we do not have to be concerned about the little sins that we get up to, the times we lose our temper, bear grudges, fail to show respect. Even things like that can have far-reaching effects. They can be destructive too, and there is no place for them in the kingdom of heaven. And says Jesus, it is our commitment not to empty outward rules, it is our commitment to the kingdom of heaven which will mark out our identity. And so to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be ascribed as is most justly due, all honour, might, majesty, dominion, and power, now and forever. Amen.